The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Guy that's been missing for far too long from the programme. That's Van Morrison from the album What's Wrong With This Picture. Opening up The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 on FM across the world, AM in the Falklands. I've got to mention that, otherwise I get into trouble. And also on Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA. And of course, as a podcast, as an MP3 file on your PC or your portable music player. My name is Dave Raven. Welcome to the show, wherever you are in the world. Lots of requests, emails and things have come through this week. I'll dedicate that, though, the opening track, to Professor James Woodhouser, who I worked with this week. He's the Professor of Forecasting and Innovation at De Montfort University in Leicester here in the UK. And I met him as I was recording a session for this organisation called Editorial Intelligence. And it was at NESTA, which is an acronym for the National Endowment for Science, Technology and the Arts. And I go and record it all, lots of microphones and things, and make it into a podcast. And what I do is I set everything up, and then whilst you're waiting for all the great and the good to come in for the 8:30 start, I normally have some music playing in the background. And it's just sort of chosen randomly, and just because I was in the mood, I chose Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. And the professor came across and said, do you know who's playing drums on that? And I said, no, I don't. He said, and then he mentioned his name, said from the Modern Jazz Quartet, and then also mentioned a couple of other musicians as well. Turned out he was a real Van Morrison freak, so I think he may be listening this week, so that's for you, James. Good to meet you. Here's somebody making their debut on the programme. I'll tell you more about him at the end. He's on the Frapper map as well. We'll mention more about that at the end as well. His name is Dave Duncan. The album is I Don't Know If It's True, But It Happened To Me, and this is called 20 Pounds of Taters.
Now the girl's big city, little ugly duckling turned out so pretty. She used to be all elbows and knees, now the girl's filled out and she's built to please. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack, people, I'm serious, like a heart attack. My baby's too much, front to back. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. When I'm walking down the street with my honey, fellas turn greener than fresh made money. She's twice as nice as she needs to be, and that's more than enough to satisfy me. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. People, I'm serious, like a heart attack. My baby too much, front to back. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. She ain't too skinny like a French fry. My brown-eyed woman is just my size. It's no wonder I dig my baby till I'm 6 feet under. I'd be a fool to turn her loose. The woman gave me something I can hold on to. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. People, I'm serious, like a heart attack. My baby too much, front to back. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack. 20 pounds of taters in a 10-pound sack.
His name is Dave Duncan. Say it quickly, it sounds like my original name. Oh, hello, what's happening? Oh, dear. Didn't have that on single play, did I? My fault. Okay, sorry about that. His name is Dave Duncan. Say it quickly, and it could be my original name. His album is new. Well, it's new to me. It's called, I don't know if it's true, but It Happened to Me. Came out a couple of years ago. Good history, actually. Mostly country music, and I was actually kind of expecting to hear a much more country album than I did. But he is a blues man. He played with Homesick James back in the day. He's even named his son Riley Duncan in honour of the great B.B. King, of course. Riley King. What am I talking about? And also, I mean, basically, effectively, he's done like so many blues musicians had to do, and that's give up work, get a day job to raise a family. But now the family are a bit more grown up, he's able to sort of go back, and he's hoping to come to the UK on tour or into Europe in the near future. And what I like at the very end is his final sentence, living with an attitude of gratitude every day. Isn't that nice? You'll find more about Dave Duncan on the Raven and the Blues website. He put his pin on the Frapper map. Another 300 of you have in the last week as well, over the last couple of weeks, which is really good. Some of you have put photographs. Thank you so much. Mentioning photographs, also a photograph, a great photograph. It's worth going to the Frapper map, even if you don't want to put your pin on it. We get about 60 or 70 people a day visit, but it's worth going to the map and looking at one of the more recent photographs, which comes from John Podaras, who's in Dubai. And I know he goes walking in the desert with his dog, but he's got a great photograph of a camel. Camels are not the prettiest beasts at the best of times. A camel sort of bending down and the dog almost kissing it. It's a great photograph. Thank you so much for the photograph, John. And if you want to put photographs and all the rest of it and put your pin in the map, you're welcome to do so. Here's somebody who is planning to be a live guest quite soon. Not quite sure when, but there are bids in for a whole raft of artists. Doug McLeod will be our guest next week, and I guess probably through the month of April we may see this next gentleman. His name is Ian Parker. He was here about a year ago with Blues Pilgrimage, but he's coming on his own, and this is his latest single, which is called Your Love Is My Home.
Oh, ain't no sense in asking questions when the answers can't be found. Look to me, I look to you. Desperation is profound. You're staring blankly through the window, babe. I hope the truth would be betrayed within your eyes. Was that a sideways glance of disapproval, or just a look that lovers give when a when the feeling has died? Our love was written out in stone. No need to doubt it, baby, or to be alone. We don't have to worry. Your love is my home. I can feel it, baby. Your love is my home, and it's here that I belong. Up, baby, in the middle of the night, could hardly make you out in the eeriness of the moonlight. Had the feeling that somehow you don't believe in me. The tenderness that you once felt may soon no longer be. Without you there to show me I have worth, I will fade, I will falter and fall back towards the earth. If it turns out you don't need me anymore, all the fears I thought I'd left behind will come knocking at my door. Our love was written out in stone. No need to doubt it, baby, or to feel alone. We don't have to worry. Your love is my home. I can feel it, baby. Your love is my home, and it's here that I belong. Can feel it. Your love is my home. Our love was written out in stone. No need to doubt. about it, baby, ought to be alone. We don't have to worry, your love is my own. I can feel it, baby, your love is my own. I can feel it now, your love is my own.
Called the radio edit, which means in this case it was just cut down a little bit from its original on the album. That's a single which is on release now, with three other tracks on it, With or Without You, Sweet Singing Sirens, and Before Sunrise. Ian Parker and a track taken from his latest album, and Your Love Is My Home. As I mentioned last week, I was away for the last 7 days, soaking up the sunshine on the south of France, and took with me about 20 hours of podcasts, programmes I hadn't yet listened to because I'd had a bit of a backlog. A mixture of both speech on technical stuff and filmmaking and all the usual sort of, well, the things I do to make a living, and all the music podcasts too, of the other blues shows that I listen to. And in case you're wondering which blues shows I listen to, the easiest thing to do is just send you to the Raven and the Blues site at bfbs.com/RNB, and that'll link you to the Raven and the Blues page, and also links to all the other blues podcasts you can download and listen to. And I heard that track on a good friend of mine, a good friend I've never met. His name is Tony, Todd Desire Dennison, who does the Roadhouse Blues podcast. And I was standing with, I still remember, Tony, I was standing with my ankles in the surf and the waves washing up to me, headphones on, listening to you play that, and you made a comment about how it was just like one of the great Stax records going back to the 60s, and it is, isn't it? Your Love Is My Home. And he's going to be here sometime in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and so is this lady too. So pleased when I got an email saying, Sue Foley would like to be your guest on The Raven and the Blues. Whoopee-doo.
Try to make sense of it all.
comes, I'm going to have to buy some more microphones, because she's coming with the band. Yes. Not quite sure how big the band are going to be. Oh, well, we're going to fit them. If it's the summer, we'll do it outside, I guess. But that's Sue Foley and the album New Used Car, which came out towards the end of last year on Roof Records. And that is a track called Make It Real. Looking forward to seeing her. She's got a great voice. And along the way, too, she's quite a good-looking girl as well, which also helps. Here's somebody... Whilst I was mentioning Tony Stidler-Denison, who does the Roadhouse Blues podcast. And whilst I'm mentioning him, I should mention some others, too, because also standing in the surf, listening to another blues show, this time out of Philadelphia, and also Den Haag in the Holland, a sort of a dual program put together called Bandana Blues, with Beardo in Philadelphia, and in Holland, a guy called Spinner, otherwise using his stage name of Tilburg Slim, who is a fairly mean harmonica player, but he also, like me, loves this harmonica player. His name is Carlos Del Junco.
All the man and girls of Carnival, I didn't know his name. All the man and girls of Carnival, I didn't know his name. On down the track, you hear the clickety clack, home to get back safe.
His name is Carlos Del Junco. The album is called Big Boy, and that is a track called Another Man Gone Down on the Track. Years and years ago, before I realised I could never be a musician, I knew I couldn't sing, but I thought I'd try and become a musician. So I tried on the guitar, that didn't work, and I thought the harmonica would be just absolutely great. Small, portable, and the first time I had a try, I did train sounds, but nowhere near as well as that. A couple of emails have come in from people who've been away, and in two cases, they've both been away to the same place, but when I emailed back and said, did you meet up by any chance? They didn't. Where they'd been was Mali, to be more correct, Timbuktu, to be even more accurate, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. Every year, there is a festival held, which actually is not... It started off as a getting together of the nomadic tribes of North Africa, really, long before it was broken up into countries and long before it was broken up by wars and rivalries and all the other things that have actually damaged so much of Africa. And it was where all of the nomadic tribes came together to meet, to discuss how the year had gone, to trade their camels, to marry off their daughters and some play some music. But it's become slightly more organised now, and it's helping to bring priests to the area as well. It's somewhere I would love to go. I've seen a film of it. It just looks absolutely marvellous. As I say, two listeners of the programme have both just come back from there. Welcome back. I'll find out from you how well it went. But I thought I'd play something from a couple of years ago as we go to the desert, as I say, in the middle of nowhere. This is the year that Robert Plant went, and we've already featured him on the programme. This is a track called Politique. It comes from a band from Mali in the Northern Sahara in the town called Kidal. Highly rated, and they were much anticipated as well. Their name is Tinau Iwen, and this is, as I say, a track called Politique. Thank you. band are called Tinar Iwen, and they're from Mali, the town of Kidal. And they are in Mali like Backstreet Boys or Take That are here in the Western world. They are known, all their tracks are known, everybody knows all their words and can sing along. Hugely popular band, and there they were at the Festival of the Desert. If you want to learn more about it, there are some great, great websites of people who have done the travelogues of their journey there. It's not an easy place to get to, but you can buy package tours for it, amazingly. You sleep in rather posher tents than other people do, but basically you're sleeping in tents in the middle of the desert. But the photographs that people have taken are just absolutely staggering, something I would love to do. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, just gone the halfway point. If you'd like to drop me a line wherever you are in the world, I'd love to hear from you. And also, if you want to send me a photograph of where you are in the world or how you listen to the programme, I'd great to hear as well. And also, I'd like to apologise because I talked about Lynn. Lynn kindly sent me a photograph of her in her, I was going to say canoe, in her kayak, listening to the show on her MP3 player. But I did say it was a canoe. And it's like the two nationalities of Britain and America united and also divided by a common language, whereas we say boot, you say trunk, and then lifts and elevators and all that sort of stuff. And we just call them canoes here. But obviously for you, canoes are some sort of great big fat ugly beast because your kayak is slim and lithe and... well, so on. So I've really had to apologise. Otherwise, as far as Lynn is concerned, everybody who listens will think she's paddling some great big fat beast of a floating device, when in fact it's a lovely sleek kayak. So apologies, Lynn. And also, and I'll get your name in a second, I'll drag through the email, somebody else sent a photograph of their great Lexus car. We'll find out who you are and then mention you in a second, because that's how you listen to this programme. Here is John Lee Hooker.
Red house of yonder, where my baby stay. Red house of yonder, where my baby stay. I haven't seen my baby 99 one half day. Hey! One arm like the door. Something wrong. My key, I put it locked no more. I believe my baby. Change the lock on my door. That's it. I ain't seen my baby. 99, what have days? Haven't seen my baby. 99, what have days? What have days? Way, way, way back over yonder. Watch. You used to live. Little blue. Baby, stay. I know what you want. I know, oh, so well. Yeah. If she don't, I know her, oh, so well. If she don't love me, I know.
That's a rare thing. A Jimi Hendrix number done by John Lee Hooker. The album Don't Look Back, also on the album. Van Morrison, we opened the show with Los Lobos, and also Charles Brown, the great smooth piano player. That album came out on, I think, was it Virgin Records back in 97? Yeah, it was Virgin Records. He had a good run of some really fine records, working often with friends in the business, so to speak, as of that one, through from 91, really, with a heel over through to that one and Don't Look Back. Okay, I've found the name of the person who listens to the show in his Lexus. That's Howard Smith. Thanks for your email, Howard. You replay old editions of The Raven and the Blues when the radio isn't very good. And also, you're kind of pleased because I mentioned ages ago about the Roof Records anthology and what a good deal it might be, because Amazon had a really good price on it. And you managed to get it for Amazon for a staggering price. You went to Cayman, USA, who I buy from as well. They sell through Amazon, but you managed to get this great DVD and CD compilation for £7.29, including delivery. And as you say, it includes a DVD as well. Brilliant. And he also got the Alligator Records 30th Anniversary Collection. It doesn't really work with Cayman Amazon, but if you're going to any of the record labels direct who we feature on the programme, tell them you came from The Raven and the Blues. It makes life so much better for them, for you, and for me too. Also, whilst we're mentioning that, a great email from Mick Potter, who's just come back from travelling through Morocco in your camper van, you and your partner. 2-month tour. We did a very short one about a week's tour of Morocco about 15 years ago. But yours sounds great. And again, you've been stockpiling the blues shows and listening to them on your travels, which must be pretty good. In the camper van with the blues thumping out, driving through the dirt roads and the small, dusty villages in Morocco. If you want to drop me a line, I'd great to hear from you. dave.raven@bfbs.com. And we go now to Coco Montoya, his album The Last Dirty Deal. This is the title track, Dirty Deal.
This is it now, darling. Lord, I've had my fill. My wells run dry, you empty my till. Your games through such different eyes. I used up all the patience I could beg, borrow, or steal. It's almost
by surprise there. Puts headphones back on, opens the microphone, and tells you that that's Coco Montoya, the album Dirty Deal, and that's a track called The Last Dirty Deal. And I was putting the show together and sort of looking through the racks and trying to work out which artists to feature this week, when I was going through the album, this one by Candy Kane, White Trash Girl, the track I actually chose to play for the show and wrote down to play was the one Big Fat Mamas Are Back in Style. However, being the sort of kind of person I am, when I was queuing it up and trying to, and just looking for track 5, I thought, actually, track 6 fits the way I feel this afternoon. So track 6 it's going to be. Play Big Fat Mamas Are Back in Style in a couple of weeks' time, but when I was queuing up and I got track 6 by mistake, I thought, oh, it's so good. So I think it's probably going to throw the timings out of the programme, but we don't care. It'll be flexible. Some of you may have noticed, actually, if you listen to the podcast, some weeks it goes on longer than the ordinary radio programme, and that's because the timings thing. With the radio show, I've got to be out for the news. For a podcast, it doesn't matter that much, so it can be a minute or a minute and a half, a bit longer. It's the last track. It varies dramatically, you see. Okay, let's slow things down a bit and have two artists who we featured regularly on the show with their great album from last year from Northern Blues. The album is called Hungry Ghosts, and they are Doug Cox and Sam Hurry. We featured, it looks like, about 8 or 9 tracks from the album so far. This will make it the 10th. It's called Bad News. Morning.
without warning. It don't matter when, no, it blinds your eyes. Bad news will get you, sure as blues. Bad news don't ever come at a time when she chooses. Hey, hey. Bad news. Bad news in the morning. It sure ain't easier. From the devil, bad news from above. It can come from someone you hate or the one that you love. Hey, hey.
Hungry Ghosts is the CD on Northern Blues, came out last year, and that is Bad News. Here's an album we featured about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we first got it. It's called Running Free, and the person on the album is Tom Doughty. Tom was born and raised in Frodsham in Cheshire. When he was about 6, he got his first guitar. In 1974, when he was a young apprentice, into everything, it said, I'm quoting from his website, into everything, music, dinghy sailing, fast motorbikes, average teenage stuff, he crashed his Kamikaze 500cc on the way to work, suffering a permanent spinal injury. He lost the use of his hands as well, and then what he describes as being reborn then commenced, with different parameters, altered values and challenges, but above all, he was still alive, and able to continue to play, even though he had limited arm movement but he's still in a wheelchair, but gradually he got his hand movement back. He plays a lap steel guitar, and this is I'm not going to tell you what it's called. Let's see if he can let you guess it. You're bound to guess by the end, I sincerely hope. Thank you. it's so right that you can hear the Indian influence in there, and you hopefully identified the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. Of course, they became very influenced by the Indian sort of subcontinent of music. And that's Tom Doughty, the album Running Free, which is pretty new. He has to play, because of his accent, has to play or learn to play the guitar in a very different way, and that's been much admired. He travels, even though he's wheelchair-bound. He's been going to New York since 2000. People like Bob Rosman and Woody Mann think he's a great guitarist. It's a great, great album, and it's worth checking out. You'll find the link on the website to his website and also a chance to buy it as well. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. As we've played Eleanor Rigby, we've also had Jimi Hendrix's original Red House on the programme. Let's continue the theme and go out with this one from Keb Mo, the album Big Wide Grin. This is Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. If you want to drop me a line, great to hear from you. dave.raven@bfbs.com. Don't forget the website, bfbs.com/R&B. And there you can listen to all the old shows, subscribe to the network, the whole thing, really, and see photographs. Doug McLeod will be our guest next week, wherever you're listening in the world and however you're listening. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Bye-bye.
Well, it's a paved paradise. They put up a parking lot with a big hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people $1.50 just to see him. And don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now. Give me the spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees, please. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They pay paradise and they put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la. Ooh, la, 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 la.
Late last night, she heard the screen door slam, and the big yellow taxi took away her old man. How about that? Well, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? And they pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, la, 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 la.
They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Parking lots, build some parks, plant some trees.